The Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees has released its annual report on the financial health of the trust funds. The Social Security trust funds are still projected to remain solvent until the year 2042, the same date cited in last year's report. Medicare's condition, however, has been downgraded, as NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Soaring health care costs and an aging population don't bode well for Medicare in the long run, and the crunch may arrive sooner than expected. This year, the trustees say the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, which covers Medicare benefits, will begin spending more than it takes in from taxpayers. For a while, it can tap interest income. In 2010, it's expected to start drawing down assets, and by 2019, if nothing's done, those assets will be gone. Just last year, the trustees estimated the fund would remain solvent 7 years longer. Treasury Secretary John Snow says the main culprit is the surging cost of health care.
From 1998 to 2002, health care costs rose by 35%. Employer-sponsored health insurance premiums last year rose some 14%. And the negative impact of rising costs is evident in terms of the economy, jobs, and federal programs such as Medicare.
Snow says the controversial prescription drug plan that Congress passed last year isn't actually hastening the fund's insolvency, since that will be financed with general revenues as opposed to the payroll tax. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says other provisions in the new Medicare law could save money in the long run, including letting seniors choose private HMOs.
What we have seen in the past, when you use the opportunity to allow the free market system to work, it has a tendency to drive down costs.
But the trust fund's actuaries don't share this assumption. They expect that managed care will cost taxpayers more than traditional Medicare for the foreseeable future. They figure last year's Medicare overhaul will push the Medicare fund's insolvency ahead by 2 years. And the prescription drug benefit is expected to add an extra $500 billion to the overall cost of Medicare benefits in the next decade. Treasury Secretary Snow said lawmakers must deal with the expected shortfalls in both the Medicare and Social Security trust funds, even though Social Security will remain solvent until 2042.
While we have some time, given these dates, to fix the problem, inaction is not a responsible course, and the longer we wait, the more difficult the ultimate solution will be.
Snow says this issue should not be fodder for election year politics. But Democrats responded swiftly to the new projections. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry issued a statement accusing the Bush administration of squandering record surpluses it could have used to shore up Medicare and Social Security. Democrats say President Bush's tax cuts could be pared to come up with the money needed to make up for the Social Security shortfall. It's less clear how Democrats would fix Medicare. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle says Congress should rescind the Medicare overhaul bill it passed just last year. But Republicans contend the prescription drug benefit that Democrats favor would cost even more than the one they narrowly pushed through. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.